You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I smell that delicious Swamp Burger right now. Black and gold, a 29-6 winner over the Jets. We're here at the Swamp Room in Metairie, hanging out for the point after. Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Black and gold get a third straight victory and come away successful in the home finale. Nothing better than that on a Sunday, Cajun Cannon.
I don't know. This is what I expected. I thought we'd get off to a faster start in the first half. The Jets are not a good team. Now, it is an NFL team, and you got to take care of business. So that didn't surprise me. We're able to win 29-6. I thought at halftime, I go, man, we're letting them hang in there. It was like 9-6.
It makes you uneasy.
Yeah, I thought, you know, instead of 9-6, 13-6, 17-6, something like that. But, you know, they took care of business. When all said and done, I have enough notes like for three games. I don't know where to start. It was that much a high performance by a number of players and having an impact like we want. We don't know what the future is going to behold as far as monumental Saints players as of late, like the Cam Jordans of the world, Taysom Hill. You know, Cam Jordan surpasses Pro Football Hall of Famer Ricky Jackson.
Legend.
He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, right. So Cam Jordan's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I'm not talking about Saints. I'm talking about Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think that's where Cam's at. And what more can you say about, if this is his last hurrah because of his age, Taysom Hill. A truly unique player, however you describe him, Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades. You look at Taysom Hill, man, I was glad that Coach Warnall was aggressive and let him throw that pass at the end. You know, throw a touchdown pass because he has played quarterback or he wouldn't have over 1,000 yards passing. You know, he ended up with a total yards from scrimmage when you're counting rushing, passing, and receiving. 116 total yards from scrimmage. That's unique. You know, everyone's saying he's the first player in the Super Bowl era to have 1,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. The only player.
Only player ever.
Well, I'm going to go more than that. He's the last player to do that. I'm not talking about Super Bowl era because I like all of professional football. You got to go back 70 years. That's almost a century. 70 years. Remember, the NFL didn't start until 1922. So you could just see that category. Charlie Trippi did it 70 years ago.
Not familiar with the
man. And that's when you had players going both ways, you know. They wouldn't even get off the field. Oh, the quarterback punts or he'd do different things. That just shows you the likes of a Taysom Hill. And then I look at DeMario Davis, who was a New York Jet before he became a Saint. And look how consistent he's been. Stevie pulling up.
Here's a picture of Charlie Trippi with his, like, basically a cardboard hat over here.
Yeah, you fold it in your back pocket. You don't even have a face mask. Well, that was the last cat to do what Taysom Hill did. So you look at Double D, DeMario Davis, a Jet. He comes to the Saints. Look, for like back-to-back seasons, 125 tackles. You're the first time that's elite category territory, I should say, with Devontae David, Bobby Wagner. No, that's unbelievable. That means you're always available, so you can be held accountable. Then you produce when you're in the game. Look, it's season nine straight seasons over 100 tackles. So no, you can just go on and on and on. And it's good. It's always good when you win, and they should be. They should win. The Jets again. We're sorry, and I'm gonna tell you. Okay, for instance, we're all excited. Oh, Bobby, well, we finally scored 29 points.
It's a miracle.
Okay, look, we got in the high 20s, not low 20s. You know, we were trying to say, can we hit? Now, defense is playing good enough. Can we score in the 20s? Well, I thought we were very capable of doing this. You know why? The Jets were giving up 28.5 a game, and we scored 29. They were 30th in the league in scoring defense. They had allowed 30 points or more in six games this season. So it's not like, you know, like rocket science. No, this is something we played up to the opponent and not down to them and put to them. Again, I was not surprised Tyler Shuck did not have an interception, because the Jets have now gone 15 games and they don't have an interception. By accident, seemed like you'd have a pick. Look, this is very positive. It doesn't matter who you play, but when you play him, and it's the NFL, you only play whoever's in front of you. But since that Rams game, the Saints are 4-2. If you look at it, now this has to get better next year. And now, you know, taking care of that don't feel advantage. You know, we won three home games this season. We're now 6-11 the past two seasons. Remember, I told you we need to be like 13-4, maybe at the worst 12-5 at home. And that's how you're truly taken care of, and you're gonna have that dome field advantage. Now against the Jets, if you look at it, since 19, you know, like okay, now the series 9-6. And now 9-2. So, you know, it's kind of, the NFL is so much parity. And there's a limited sample size of us playing the Jets. It was 8-6.
And like you said, they dominated early in the series.
Yes. We have now 9 wins, 6 losses. But since 1989, okay, 9 wins, 6 losses. Since 1989, we're 9-2. So not so much when the Saints first started playing football.
Right.
But we play good in New York. We're now got a winning record in New Orleans. You know, when you go even before, you know, Tulane State, we're now 4-3 in NOLA against the Jets. And now we have a three-game winning streak. Last three times we played the Jets, we've beaten them. You got to go back. The last three-game winning streak was from 85 to 95. So, no, the Jets can't talk smack. They cannot. And then we got our 201st victory in the Superdome. You know, we hit that the two-century mark, 200 wins. Now we have 200 wins in the Superdome. But when you break it down, no, we were so much better than the Jets. And I think they were playing hard. They're just not very good. I mean, look at first downs. Basically 2-1. It went exactly. But they had 12 first downs.
Yeah.
We had 23. You know, to me, that's a terrible game if you don't have at least 14. 14's not very good. But, no, 12 first downs, that's terrible. We were outstanding, probably for the first time, I could say, on third down offense and defense.
Yeah.
You win if you do this. They were only 2 of 15. We've been outstanding third down defense throughout the season. They were only 2 of 15, 13%. We were 8 of 17, 47%. That's right around 50. That's outstanding. Total net yards, almost more than 2-1. They had 195. We had 412. Now, we are running by committee. To me, we still in both phases. We need to be better overall in running the football and stopping the run. Now, I'm talking about, like, the average. You know, when you look at, like, your average per carry and all that, because coming into the game, Remember I told you this needed to be flipped. We were only gaining 3.6 yards a carry and giving up 4.1. Well, today, our defensive effort, that's what we need instead of what we only gave up 3.2 yards, but then we only averaged 3.4. So that definitely has to get better going forward. We got after the opposing quarterback, actually, because that was not very good. The season's almost over. We only had 28 sacks. Well, we had 8 in one game. Now, you know, they come in bunches, they say, sacks and bunches. Well, now we have 36 sacks in the season. If we're going to be with Chase Young and whoever's in there, we truly amongst the best, you got to be high 40s. So we have, right now, we got 36. We got 2 games left. I don't think we're going to get to 48. You know, then you're amongst the best if you high 40s or low 50s. But a great game today.
Well, if we could get like 240, that'd be nice.
Yeah, if we can get to 40, right. It just sounds better, 40 sacks than 30-something sacks.
Right, exactly.
So we got 2 games, opportunity. Definitely do that against the Titans and Atlanta. So 8 sacks. I still think at times Chuck gets sacked too much. And I've talked about that in the pregame and all that. Today, he was sacked 3 times. And I know he's trying to make bigger plays, but a lot of times you got to live to fight the other day, throw the ball away or whatever, because you want to, like, hang in there. But that's what I think he's going to get better at, throwing the football away or knowing where your outlets are so you don't have to take a sack. Now, this is good. We're trending in the right direction. We were unbelievable. After the Giants game, we were a plus 5. Then we started going the opposite direction. We're now for the season. Remember one time we were minus 5. Now we're only minus 3. We're taking baby steps. We were plus 1 in the turnover margin. You know, I always say you play a bad team, whatever, how do you keep them in the game? Yeah, we'd have been like minus 3 against the Jets. Or you can't be minus 3 against the Titans or whoever.
Even minus 1 against the Jets. Yeah. They are terrible.
Yeah, you cannot do that. If you look at it, now the Jets are, remember I say you never want to be minus? They're minus 18 in the turnover margin for the season, which is dead last.
Shocker.
32. But you know what? When you're supposed to beat somebody down like we did, you end up doing it. Look at Charlie Smith, had an opportunity to go 6-for-6, end up being 5-or-6. But I don't know. They had the distance on the 60-yarder. He just, I think, hooked it a little bit when he drove it. But good for Charlie Smith, boy. Like fantasy people got to like that, huh, Steve?
For sure. Five kicks today?
Yeah, 5 made field goals. You got how did those extra points have all the points count?
Extra points count as well, yeah.
Oh,
so you're getting big time points from Charlie Smith in the playoffs too right now in fantasy.
Oh, so Charlie Smith coming out of nowhere, coming out of Northern Ireland. Where did he go to college? None. Remember I told you before the game, he went to the same college as Otis Sistrunk. Who's Otis Sistrunk? Bobby, you so old. Otis Sistrunk. Remember you look it up, Steve? Otis Sistrunk?
Yeah.
He's a defensive lineman, played with the Raiders, and I never forget old Howard Cosell used to say, Otis Sistrunk from University of Mars. He just say, invent a university. You know, but I always like when you see all these, where they're from, what school. And then you look at Charlie Smith, what college you went to, they have none. And to play at the highest level, there's not too many players that make it in the NFL going to none university. It just doesn't exist.
Real quick, want to pause 10 seconds and let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints radio network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, now, Cajun Cannon, we can carry on with our winning point after rant after a 29-6 victory.
Yeah, I thought one individual we had to contain, Breece Hall's a stud for them. He had, let's say, Alvin Kamara, you know what, total yards and scrimmage and pass receiving running back and all. He had like 1,223. He was a bright spot for the Jets. Well, you look today, they ran him 16 times. He only averaged 3.4 yards a carry. He had a long gain of 7. And then he only had 9 yards receiving. So you take that because they wanted to get the ball in Breece Hall's hands. So that was outstanding by defense. And again, I like it. I wish we'd run the ball better than 3.4, but they only got 3.2 yard average. Tyler Shuck, you know, most times when you're throwing 49 times, you're playing catch up. And that's not necessarily good. We threw 50 passes, and we were winning the game the whole time. But I guess trying to take advantage of that Jet secondary.
And I think, too, because the Saints are down to their fourth string running back.
Yeah. And how are you going to attack a defense? But Tyler Shuck, first 300-yard gain, 308 yards total. He threw a touchdown. Taysom Hill threw a touchdown. I thought Cook, when you look at Brady Cook, his quarterback rating was only 65, and he had an interception. Sanker, a young rookie safety, he ended up coming up with an interception. So that was outstanding. Again, Taysom Hill, this is last hurrah in a Saints uniform, 116 total yards, and truly made plays running the football with his arm and pass receiving. Now, the one thing, the Jets were outstanding, and I don't know why we kicked it to them. They had a 42-yard kick return. Well, why are we? Because that's sometimes in some games that's been the best Jets offense, is their punt return or their kickoff return offense. So when I saw that, and the reason why, I mean, they had the number one kick return unit in the whole NFL. The only thing did number one and had the 8 punt return. Well, I think we did an outstanding job in the punting game, but we had 6 touchbacks, but that one return went for 42 yards. And, you know, that they were number one, like I said, in the NFL. Looking on the defensive side, good for Justin Reed, coming back, our veteran safety from Dutchtown, you know, Stanford grad. A local boy, 9 total tackles, led the team in total tackles. DeMario Davis, he's always around 10. Well, he was right under that with 8. Alante Taylor, an outstanding, very productive game. 7 total tackles. He led the team in unassisted tackles with 5. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry. He had a tackle for a loss. You know what? He needs to do that. It's hard to say. Bobby, well, why do you think he needs to do that every game? Because he's the alpha. He's our top dog in that back end in the secondary, I think, in the future. So we need Alante Taylor at that high level. Sanker, like I said, the safety. He had interceptions. He led the league led the team with 2 passes defended. Cam Jordan, I don't know. We need to talk to Mickey Loomis until somebody beats him out. Why Cam Jordan can't be on the team next year? You know what? If he's not on the team, you know why? Too much money. It's not because he can't play. Cam Jordan can still play.
Right.
Look at the whole league. If you're in that rotation, Cam Jordan ends up with 4 tackles unassisted, 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 3 tackle for a loss. Cam Jordan still has a lot left in the tank.
Seems like he's really liking this adjustment to Brandon Staley's scheme.
Yes. And then you look at a guy that is young and we count on as Chase Young.
Right.
He ends up getting a sack. I think he needs. I think Deuce and the Hoss might have said, "What, he's a half a sack away from having his most in a season." So he should be able to get that maybe a couple of sacks. You know, I told him in training camp, that dude's going to get double-digit sacks, but then he missed five games at the beginning of the year.
That's great to hear, too, if he's on the cusp of breaking his all-time sack record and he missed five games.
And he missed five games.
So let's go.
So that's very up. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. Also, fumble recovery. A nose for the football to get around it. You know who's an unsung hero? I'm going to talk about these two guys, too. Chris Rump. He's the only on the team because of Brandon Staley, because Brandon Staley trusts him, but it seems like he always produces. He ended up with a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. And the one guy that doesn't want to talk to the media, Steve, did we ever get to interview him or not? Nathan Shepard.
I feel like once.
Once?
When he first arrived last year.
And the Saints, they tell Nathan Shepard, no, if you don't want to talk to the media, you don't have to. Like, usually they tell the players, no, it's part of your job. It's a requirement.
Yeah.
You got to be able to talk to the media.
I think if someone requested, hey, I'd like to speak to him, it would be made available. They're not, like, hiding him for any reason.
Well, he needs to talk because he produces. He's one of our best interior guys. Look, he comes up with a sack. He had two quarterback hurries, tied with Cam Jordan. He had a tackle for loss, and he's just constantly, Stevie, just putting up numbers. And you look how he produced today. Well, the unsung hero, you look at Nathan Shepard coming into the game. Well, now he has three sacks. He has, he has six tackles for loss, five tackles for loss, 12 quarterback hurries. So a high-effort guy. That I think we could count on year in and year out. But a lot of players stepping up for the Saints. We could have given out a lot of game balls.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I don't know who's the player. You know, when they don't play well, who's the player in the game? I don't know. Give it to the fans. No, now we could have given out two handfuls of game balls. Considering where we're dealing with the offensive line.
I was tempted to give it to Shuck just because he had a 300-yard game.
Yeah, Shuck had his first 300-yard game. Chris Olave was outstanding.
But you made a good point about Taysom. This might be the last time we see him in the dome.
Yes, because he's old and he makes a lot of money. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
And I told you, you could have given to Shuck or Chris Olave.
Right.
But no, we need them to do this a bunch of times. They're going to have a bunch of times to get
the award,
game ball.
Yeah,
to get that award. But looking at Chris Olave, targeted a lot without Villay in there. 16 targets, 10 catches. He probably could have had a couple of more catches. He could have maybe been hovering around 200 yards receiving, had 148. He had a long gain of 38, couple of touchdowns. He could have maybe had three touchdowns. Juwan Johnson, I think, is definitely being more reliable as the season has progressed. You catch the ball, hit your hands, don't fumble it. He had 9 targets, 8 catches, right at 90 yards, 89 yards, very productive. So those are guys that we're counting on. And Steve, I had said this in the pregame, and I want to give them their props because, I get on their ass when they're not doing it because much is given, much is required. Chris Olave wants to get paid the big bucks, wants to be the number one receiver. Well, you got to have these kind of games, and you got to finish the season strong. And a lot of fans don't realize this, but when you look at, the top receivers, third down reception leaders in the whole National Football League this season, Chris Olave on third down, how the quarterbacks have trusted him, came into the game fourth in the NFL with 23, ahead of Jamar Chase, tied with Jamar Chase, ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown with the Lions. Christian McCaffrey, that's all household names. Only second to St. Brown in touchdowns. So then you look at Juwan Johnson among the best tight ends. Sometimes we're not showing him any love, but he's number 8 in the NFL in both receptions and receiving yards. He's ahead of Brock Bowers in receptions, right under Tyler Warren. And you look at receiving yards, he's up there with, Brock Bowers, the Tyler Warren, Kyle Pitts.
Another big day for him, 9 targets, 8 grabs.
Yes, and right at like 89 yards.
Right.
So, those guys are going to have way more opportunities down the road to win a game ball. So, that's what we need, that kind of production we have. But I thought Taysom, in his production, 116 total yards, rushing, passing, and receiving, giving him that. But a big Saints win today, 29-6, and it wasn't even that close. It wasn't even that close. And now we got to go to Nashville and take care of business against the Titans.
You mentioned the Cajun Cannon, a fifth victory for the Black and Gold, 29-6 over the New York Jets in the home finale. We got a whole Who Dat Champ breaking out here at the Swamp Room.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.